It is so good to see you guys here today. If you are of kids' church age, you can go on back. Please walk and do not sprint. All right? While they're doing that, would you please take your smartphones or your Bibles, your tangible pages of your Bible, and turn with me to James chapter 1, verse 19 and 20. James chapter 1, verse 19 and 20. Guys, I'm so excited about what God is doing at New Freedom Church. It keeps me up at night. I'm not lying, all right? I lay in the bed at night and think about what God is doing, what he's doing in lives. Do you guys, I was counting this past week of how many people have come to Christ since January, our first Sunday in January. And it's 11 people have come to Christ since the beginning of the year. That is awesome. I'm so excited about that. Ever since we've started two services, we've had more people come in, more visitors. We've had more people come to Christ. And it's not just because of the preaching. It's not just because of the music. It's because of each and every volunteer that has said, Pastor, when I came up with this crazy idea of having two services, they said, Pastor, we're with you. Don't know how it's going to work out, but we're with you. And we have some of the best volunteers on the face of the earth. Could you guys give them a hand? They're just incredible folks. All the volunteers, from the coffee that you drink to the goodies on the back table to the people that shake your hand, take up the offering, do kids' church, handle your crying babies, right? I walked back there last Sunday, and Pastor Johnny was back there because his wife, Linda, texted him and said, I need your help ASAP. So he went back there, and after service, he's holding the baby, and he's got stickers all over his face. And I'm like, I'm not going back there. We've got some of the best pastors on the face of the earth, and I thank you so much for coming alongside me and doing what God has asked me to do. And that is translated not only just in what we do on Sundays, but guys, you have no idea, some of you have no idea, the ministry, the beautiful ministry that takes place throughout the week. We have a ministry called Healing and Deliverance Ministry that Rob and Christy Piper do. And they, if you've never, how many of you guys have maybe been through that? It's amazing. You get this paperwork, and you fill it out. And as you're doing paperwork, stuff begins to start churning up. And then they walk you through healing and pray over you. And then we've got an awesome ministry on Thursday nights with our college and career age. And there's usually between 15 and 20 here every Thursday night. A lot of these young adults don't even go to our church. Some of them just come off the street. They're like, well, I saw it on your website and just wanted to come in. And some beautiful, awesome things happen. And we have our Wednesday night Converge, where we all get together on Wednesday nights. And Zach Ball, where's Zach at? He's somewhere. He's probably helping in the back. But he leads us in worship. It's a beautiful time of worship, of praying out loud. And we've changed it up a little bit where I'm teaching on Wednesday nights. Just started that this past Wednesday. I taught on the subject of why we need proof that God is moving. We need to wean ourselves off of needing proof that God is moving. You know, the scripture says that we walk by faith and not by sight for a very good reason, right? And so we're going through that kind of teaching. We have small groups that meet throughout the week, and small group leaders that pour their heart into each and every one of you. Men's studies, women's studies, all of these different things that are going on in this church. And you guys have got the best leaders and small group leaders and pastors on the face of the planet. Thank you so much for all that you do. And if you feel disconnected, trust me, it's your own fault, right? We have got so many different ways for you to be connected. Get connected. Get involved, all right? If you don't know anybody here, after that first song, when Dana says, shake somebody's hand, step out of your seat and shake somebody's hand and say, hey, my name is, right? And so that's how you start. And so get connected. Be involved. God is on the move at New Freedom Church. Amen. Man, I could go on for the whole service about what God is doing. So incredible. Thank you so much for being here. Guys, we are in the middle of a marriage series called From This Day Forward. Why do I call it From This Day Forward? Because we can't do anything about our past. We can't take back our words. We can't take back our actions. We can say, I'm sorry. We can repent. We can make it right in that way. But we can't go back and change the boneheaded things we've done and said. How many of you guys have ever done and said some boneheaded things? Boom. There you go. The rest of you, you need deliverance. All right? Bonehead thing, bonehead. See? Yeah. Go. Thank you, Rob. Thank you for raising her hand. Absolutely. You know, this is, hey, we're in church. You got to be honest, right? So anyway, so we've talked about seeking God together, praying together out loud. Well, Pastor, I don't know how to pray. Well, learn how to pray, right? Learn how to pray. You didn't say, I don't know how to drive a car for all of your life. What did you do? You got behind the wheel and you started learning to drive the car. Learn how to pray. Do it. Pray out loud, all right? Well, I've never prayed out loud. Make it your first time and try it, right? So we talked about seeking our number one with our number two. Who's our number one? God is. Who's our number two? Our spouse is, correct? Then we talked about, today we're going to be talking about how to fight fair. Last week we talked about how to communicate, right? And today we're going to be talking about how to fight fair. And I was going to bring some boxing gloves on up here, and I was going to box Dana, and it was going to be this weird match. And I decided not to do that, so we're just going to go with fight fair, all right? So today, is everybody at James chapter 1, verse 19 and 20? All right, let's bow our heads and pray. Father, thank you so much again for the power of your word. God, you don't need anybody to speak for you. Your word is living and active. It cuts through our spirit. It brings to light what we need to do. It illuminates our path. It corrects us. It rebukes us and it lifts us up. And we thank you so much for the wonder-working power of your word. And I pray today that you would anoint me to bring justice to your word. Bring understanding to your word. And Father, I pray that your anointing would be on each and every couple, each and every person that is in this room. God, may it be revelation and may it bring healing not only to our marriages, but to our relationships outside it as well. I pray this in the name of Jesus. And everybody said with me, amen. So, Scripture says in James chapter 1, verse 19 and 20, everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. For a man's anger does not bring about the righteous life that God desires. So here's what you need to understand this morning, okay? All couples fight, right? All couples fight. But healthy couples fight fair. Unhealthy couples fight dirty. They fight, they hit below the belt. They hit with jabs, undercuts, and accusations, right? Healthy couples fight for resolution, while unhealthy couples fight for victory at whatever cost. Healthy couples fight for resolution. And that means a healthy end, that you're restrained when you fight. But unhealthy couples fight for victory at all costs. It's about how you fight, not if you fight, but how you fight that is important. We're all going to fight. Whether you're married, whether you're single, it doesn't matter. When you're close to somebody, you're going to fight with them. How many of you guys ever fought with your family members before? Right. These are obvious. See, I'm not going to ask you a question unless I know the answer to it, all right? Everybody fights. So here are three rules to fight fair. And if you're taking notes, and I want to encourage you to take notes today. And if you're not, listen, go online and listen again to this message, because it's going to truly help you in your marriage. These messages will be up on our website usually the next day or the day after at the very latest. Thank you, sound guys and John, for all of your leadership and what you do back there and getting these things up. Do you guys realize, by the way, a side note, that almost 1,000 people a week go to our website and listen to the sermons? I get texts all the time. Hey, the sermon's not up. Is it up? I miss Sunday. I want to listen to it. So it's a beautiful thing that what God is doing through our website too. So thank you, Jonathan Hines, for your leadership in that area. Amen? Yeah. What's my subject today? So here's three rules to fight fair. You ready? Number one, first, you're in the fight, right? Everything is escalating. The first thing we need to do, we need to stop and listen carefully. Let that sink in for a second. We need to listen carefully. Remember what James said we should do. Say it with me. Everyone should be quick to listen. Say it with me again. Everyone should be quick to listen. But what are we quick to do? We are quick to speak, aren't we? Right? We're quick to argue back. We're quick to make our point. We're quick to throw a low blow. You know why? Because married folks are real good about doing that. Right? We know where each other struggle. We know where our spouse's weak points are. We know where our family's brokenness lies. We know where they are triggered. And so in the heat of the battle, we think we're justified to give full vent to our anger, so we go and hit low blows. So how do we learn to be quick to listen? By validating what our spouse is saying. Say it like this. I understand why you would feel this way when I do, you fill in the blank. Or understand why you would feel this way when I say, and then fill in the blank. What you're doing is you're validating to your spouse, to your family member, that you're hearing them. And you're understanding where that anger is coming from and where their mistrust is coming from. And so you don't have to always agree on the issue, but you can validate their feelings, right? We don't all the time have to agree about everything, but we can validate what the other is feeling and saying. And the way we do that is by keeping our trap shut, by feeling like that we have to argue back and prove our point. And when we feel like we're losing the battle, we hit a low blow and go into a trigger situation. We need to be quick to listen. To listen, not only just listen, but listen carefully. Number two, the second thing Scripture teaches us is to guard our words faithfully. Guard our words faithfully. Everyone should be quick to listen and slow to speak. Man, that's hard. Proverbs 21, verse 23 says this, "Watch your tongue and keep your mouth shut, and you will stay out of trouble." Right? That is a great verse. Not a great verse to quote in the middle of the fight, right? But a good verse. It's a good scripture. So when you're in the fight and you're about to say something, ask yourself two questions. Number one, should it be said? In the heat of the moment, in the heat of the fight, in the heat of your anger, number one, should it be said? And number two, should it be said at that moment? Should it be said at that moment? Should it be said, and should it be said at that moment? If the answer is no, then don't say it, because you can't take back your words. We have to guard our words faithfully. There are some things that need to be said, but not in the middle of the fight, not in the middle of your anger. right? Positive momentum leads to an open door. So we have to stay focused on the issue. We've got to stay focused on what the issue is. And how many of you guys have been fighting, right? And it's over something, this particular issue. Maybe it's the dishes. Maybe it's the clothes on the floor. Maybe it's the way you parent the kids or an argument that you had last week. But at the end or in the middle of the argument, all of a sudden there's five other things that's thrown in. And the reason why is because we haven't resolved them to begin with. We pick them back up in the heat of the battle, and we throw negative spewing verbiage onto our spouse and onto our family member. And what we were fighting about is no longer the issue, but it's five other issues over here. It's because we haven't resolved the issues prior. It's time that we begin to resolve these issues, but in doing so, we've got to guard our words. Here's a side note. Work on your marriage during non-conflict times, right? When you're not fighting. But what do you mean? I don't even want to bring stuff up when we're in good times, right? Let me explain this. Work on your marriage during non-conflict times. What does that mean? How about sitting down with your spouse whenever all the kids are in bed, when the bills are done, when you've got a down moment, you pause the TV, turn it off, Devo, whatever you're watching, stop, let quietness settle down in the house, look at each other from across the room or across the table and do this. Ask your spouse, name three things that I do personally that bless you. Three things. And then you, in return, say it back to your spouse. What's that doing? That is creating positive momentum in your conversation that sets the ground to talk about sensitive things in your marriage. We've got to gain positive momentum. And the way we do that is sitting down and saying, tell me three things that I do that bless you. And you'll be surprised at what they say. Man, I really love it when you... It really blesses me when you, and for Dana, it's crazy stuff. You know, it's when I Swiffer the floors, right? It's when I wash the dishes when she doesn't ask me to. Clean the toilets, right? Our kids are older, so, you know, we're not dressing them or you know, bathe. That'd be weird, right? And, we don't do that anymore. You got to change with the times, all right? You got teenage kids, stop bathing them, all right? And so it's important that you understand that you got to figure out what blesses your spouse. You'll be surprised what they say. I love it when you walk by me and you just simply put your hand on my arm. I love that. I love it when you look at me across the room and give me a smile that blesses me. Man, I'd be grinning all the time, right? We got to understand what blesses our spouse in order that we can bring blessing to them. And it's out of those conversations that health begins to sprout up. We've got to guard our words. But listen, if you obey all of these rules, there's one guarantee, and that you're going to still fight. It's going to happen. So let me give you some rules for the fight. So how many of you guys have seen boxing, right? I loved watching boxing back in the early 90s, back when, you know, Mike Tyson was fighting in Holyfield and all these guys. I loved it. Go to my friend's house. His friend's dad would buy pay-per-view package, and we'd watch Mike Tyson beat up somebody in 2.5 seconds, you know. We loved it. But when they came into the ring, they didn't just go, okay, go at each other. Even though they were pounding each other's face and ribs, there were still rules of engagement, right? Even in the UFC, how many of you guys watch that, right? The UFC, man, that is brutal stuff. But they still come into the middle of the cage, and they give rules. They can still kick each other in the head, but they still have rules, right? They can choke them out, but they still have rules. And so here in marriage, it's the same thing. There's not no holds barred in marriage. If that is your marriage, it is unhealthy. We have to speak blessing and life over our spouses. And so here's some rules of engagement, and I want you to listen closely. Number one, or letter A, never call names, unless you use pet names, and that's okay. Never call names. B, never raise your voice. Man, that's a tough one. The moment you raise your voice, nothing good comes from it. Take a step back. Breathe in. Breathe out. Pray. Sing a song. Speak in tongues. Do whatever you got to do, but don't raise your voice. Stay calm. Take a time out. Go for a drive. Do whatever you got to do to keep yourself composed. C, never get historical. Now, notice I didn't say hysterical. Never get historical. Nothing good comes out of bringing up the past in an already heated situation. That's what I'm talking about when you start fighting about the dishes or the bills and it turns into something else. And then you pile on all this other stuff because you haven't dealt with it already. Never get historical. D, never say never or always. This is the fastest way to become offended because it is rarely true. Well, you never. Well, you always. Right? And then you go, well, you never. And you always. And then that finger comes out right here and you're like, you never. And it turns into this big thing that just isn't true. E, never threaten divorce. That is a low blow. That statement is meant to hurt and nothing more. Remember, we're about resolution. Mend it, not end it. Amen? We're about resolution. Fighting is about resolution, not being right. I know I wasn't going to get any amens on that, but it's the truth. We're going to fight, so let the fight be about resolving something, not you being right and proving a point. F. And this is the last one and most important one. Are you ready for it? Lastly, when you are in the fight, never quote your pastor. Don't do it. Well, Pastor Jimmy said, well, you should have been there last Sunday because you need this because Pastor Jimmy said, and I quote, my Southern comes out when I start doing that. And so, don't do it, okay? You got yourself into it. You get yourself out of it. I'm at home minding my own business, all right? If you quote me, use anonymous, right? I heard some guy say one time, last Sunday perhaps at 9 o'clock, right? But leave my name out of it. Never quote your pastor during a fight. It only makes things worse, all right? Okay, so number one, stop to listen carefully, all right? Second thing is guard your words faithfully. And lastly, number three, we are going to learn to handle our anger righteously. James 1:19 says this, everyone, say it with me, everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. Listen, there are so many things you have got to learn to let go. The reason why we can't let it go is because we have so many unresolved issues in our life that the smallest, most minute argument turns into this no-holds-barred fight. It's because we haven't solved issues in the past. We haven't brought up resolutions. We haven't blessed one another. We haven't guarded our words. We haven't listened carefully. We are fighting below the belt. We are jabbing. We are bringing accusations. We're saying things like, you never and you always, so that we can prove a point, so that we can be right. But fighting righteously, fighting right, means that we are about resolutions and not just about being right. Scripture says that a fool gives full vent to his anger. That is a truthful, trustworthy saying. A fool gives full vent to his anger, meaning he's out of control, says anything that comes to his mind, whether it's hurtful, whether it's helpful or whatever. They say it because it feels right, because they just want to get it out, and they want to be right. I really like Ephesians 4, 26 through 27. It says this, "In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry, and do not give the devil a foothold." Many people do not realize that getting angry is not a sin. What you do with your anger that could bring up that will bring about sinful behavior is the sin issue. It's what we do with our anger that brings about sin or blessing. Do not let the sun go down on your anger. Let me stop right there. If some of you would just get this one point, it could be one of the most life-changing principles of your marriage. Do not let the sun go down on your anger. In other words, don't let unresolved issues stay in your house. Take care of it. Don't put it in a closet. Don't shove it under the mattress. Don't put it in the dark corners of your house. Remember last week we talked about what happens when you put a skunk in your basement, in the back corner of your basement where nobody else goes? It permeates still all throughout your house. How many of you guys have driven past a dead skunk on the highway? What happens? Comes into your car, doesn't it? Even if you turn the vent off, it still comes in. And it's the same way in our marriage. We've got to deal with our issues. We cannot let the sun go down on our anger. What does that mean? Does that mean that you're saying, "Pastor, well, in 24 hours we got to resolve this thing or we're in sin"? No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, do not let unresolved issues stay in your house. Deal with them. If Dane and I, when we argue, and we do argue, but when we argue and we can't deal with it before we go to bed, we call a timeout, we go to bed, we sleep on it, we go to work, even though it affects my day, after work comes, we have dinner, we talk about it, and we resolve it. The reason why we can resolve it then is because we refuse in our marriage to not allow unresolved issues to set up as a guest and an intruder in our home. That's how we resolve things. And when you don't allow resolution to come in, bitterness sets in. Anger comes in. Scripture says that bitterness rots the bones. It goes marrow deep. The other part of that scripture says, don't give the devil a foothold. Every time you leave unresolved issues to take up residence in your home, you have just given the devil a foothold in your marriage. You've just allowed him into the crack of the door. The issue you have today started a long time ago from an issue you didn't walk through, that you didn't resolve. After years of not dealing with it, it became more complex. And you just opened up the door for the devil by not working something out. Deal with it. If it's painful, deal with it. If you need help to get through it, deal with it. Get help. Call me. Call Dana. We love walking couples through some painful situations in their life. We feel that we're called to do that and gifted to do that. We've got other pastors in this church that will walk with you when you can't do it by yourself. And listen to me, you need to understand that you don't have to do it by yourself. You've got men and women of God who will come along beside you and walk it with you. Amen? Don't let pride, don't let bitterness, don't let embarrassment rob you of a beautiful marriage. We need to have the attitude that we are going to work this thing out and not allow the devil a voice in our marriage and a place at our table. We've got to work it out. How many of you guys are getting this morning? How many of you guys are going to get it when you get home? We've got to get these principles in our marriage. These are biblical principles that is going to save your marriage, that is going to bless you, that is going to cause your marriage to go above and beyond where you thought that it ever would go. It's going to cause these barriers that you have set up around your heart because you have been guarding yourself for a long, long time because you don't want to be intimate. And I'm not talking about physically. I'm talking about eye to eye, connecting spiritually, emotionally with one another. If you listen to the words that I'm saying and the biblical principles that I'm teaching this morning, those walls will begin to crumble. And the Lord will begin to build a beautiful bridge across one another where you guys can connect, where you can grow together, where you, when you argue, it's not going to end your marriage. It's going to build you up. It's going to encourage you. It's going to teach you how to get through the fight and get to a resolution. Amen? So with that, would you guys stand with me this morning? Pastor Gerald and Stephanie, would you guys come up? Rob and Christy, could you guys come up this morning? James 1:19, verse 20 said, everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to become angry. A man's anger does not bring about the righteous life that God desires. This morning, as a recap, three rules to fight fair. First, we need to stop and listen carefully. Number two, we need to guard our words faithfully. And when I say guard our words, one of the things I said is we need to think about two things before we say things. Number one, should it be said? Number two, should it be said now? Number three, we talked about how to handle our anger righteously. James 1:19 says everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. Some of you guys get angry at the drop of a hat. That's a spiritual issue that needs to be dealt with in your life. That's why the Bible teaches us to pray and ask God, Lord, would you search me? Would you try me? Would you see if there'd be any wicked way in me? Would you see if there'd be a wrong attitude in me? Would you see if there'd be any unrighteous behavior in my life? We pray those prayers so that the Holy Spirit would begin to reveal that to us so that we can repent of it, so that we can turn from it, so that the Lord can reveal why we're angry at the drop of a hat, why we harbor bitterness in our life. Excuse me. And it's at that moment that we can say, Lord, could you heal me of this? Could you deliver me of this? Would you forgive me? So that I wouldn't reach for anger first, but reach for resolution. Guys, this doesn't just apply to marriages, but it applies to all facets of our life. It applies to our marriages. It applies to our family. It applies to our relationships, at work, wherever. And so this morning, I'm going to ask you to do something. If you need prayer in your marriage, maybe you just want the icing on the cake. You want somebody, look, we're in a good place in our marriage, and we just want to ask you to just put a blessing upon our marriage. Or if you're struggling in your marriage, or maybe you're struggling and it's a healthy struggle and you're trying to figure out things and you're not quite sure how to do it, these are some seasoned folks that will pray with you. They'll believe with you. They're not going to judge you. They're not going to go, what, are you crazy? What? They're going to go, okay, let's pray. Let's ask the Lord to reveal what needs to be done. And so this morning, we're going to bow our heads, and I want to pray. And as I pray, if you need prayer this morning, I want you to grab your spouse's hand, and I want you to come up immediately. If your spouse is not here, come up by yourself. But don't sit there and not come up if you're struggling, if you're going through it. Amen? That's what Sundays are for, so that we can be truthful in our life. So would you bow your heads with me? And as I pray, if you need prayer, I want you to come up, and we're going to pray. Honey, would you come up too? Dana and I will be up here. We're going to pray as well. So, Father, we come before you in Jesus' name. And we thank you so much for your word that gives us instruction. It truly lights the way. It gives us hope. It gives us a future. It gives us something that we can truly depend upon. And I pray this morning as couples come, Lord, that you would begin to, through your word, through your Holy Spirit, bring healing. Start the restoration process so that we can be good stewards of our marriage. We can be good stewards of our listening skills so that we can guard our words. Lord, help us, Father, to fight fair and to fight for resolution and not just being right. So I pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. This morning, if you're struggling this morning, or maybe you need prayer that doesn't even concern your marriage, we want you to come. We want to pray for you this morning. So we're going to pause just for a few minutes as folks come, and then we'll dismiss, all right? So if you need prayer, I want you to come right now. We want to pray for you. If you guys are standing there, listen, you can just pray for those that are coming forward. Just hold tight just for a minute. And we'll dismiss, all right? Amen.